Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 2nd of September. The global gold price hit a new record overnight, breaking through $3,500 per ounce. Central bank buying was an early foundation for the rise in the price of gold, though it should be noted that central banks switching to gold holdings mean that they still hold a dollar asset as a reserve, just not a dollar asset that might be subject to the control of the US Treasury. There's also the ongoing expectation that the US Federal Reserve will cut rates, which lowers the opportunity cost of holding gold as a non-interest-bearing asset. Two-year US government bond yields have maintained a low yield recently, although the 10-year area of the yield curve has seen yields rise somewhat in recent days. US President Trump is to give an Oval Office statement later today. There are any number of topics that might be the subject of this announcement, ranging from trade policy with India, to the war in Ukraine, to deployment of the National Guard in the United States. There are also any number of possible policy directions the president might choose to take in each of these areas. Policy uncertainty, of course, has a bearing on corporate investment and hiring decisions, the latter of which is in focus as a crucial driver of Fed policy in the short term. Outside of the US, South Korea had a disinflation episode that was not a proper disinflation episode. Headline and core inflation rates moved quite sharply slower in August, but this related to a single item, a one-off price discount from a telephone company. Inflation, disinflation, and deflation should really be about a general change in price levels, because that signals changing economic circumstances and potential imbalances in the economy. A single price level might say something about an individual company or sector of the economy without signaling anything about the broader state of balance. Ahead, we have euro area aggregate inflation for August, which is expected to show essentially stable, low inflation across a broad range of goods and services. US data releases include construction spending figures and assorted business sentiment opinion polls. The sentiment data can be headline grabbing, employment and prices being particular focal points for investors. But that does require the observer to actually believe the numbers mean what they say they mean. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.